Well, another way that DMVs work, or the states work, you have to have a piece of mail that shows your residency, and then you can go title the car and get the plate, but you don't necessarily have to change your driver's license. That's how a lot of people who are undocumented that don't have any papers are driving and they own a car, because you can register the vehicle in the person's name, but you don't have to have a driver's license for it.
Yeah, but in order to get driver's insurance, you have to have a driver's license. That's the problem. Registration is one thing, but to drive the vehicle, you have to have a license. No company's going to insure you if you don't have a driver's license, driver's insurance. See, it's a whole catch-22, I'm telling you. But if I just switch it over and don't have a license for Florida, I'm not losing anything, because first of all, it's not my house, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, I could pay the bills and do all that, and I'll save so much more money. Oh, my God. Let's see, 8 and 8, 1,600, 1,700. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. I'll only be paying like $400 a year for insurance in Maine. $400 a year. And probably $120 to register it over there.